All right, hey everyone. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Whisperer. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, where we take those ancient wisdom nuggets and see how they actually work in today's crazy world. You know, life can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of anxiety or frustration. Ever get that feeling like your thoughts are running the show, dictating your mood and actions? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's like having a backstage pass to understand what makes you tick, for better or for worse. Today, we're diving deep into the art of self-awareness. Why is this so crucial, you ask? Well, imagine trying to navigate a maze blindfolded. That's kind of like life without self-awareness, bumping into walls, getting lost, and feeling completely out of control. Self-awareness is your compass, guiding you through the twists and turns with intention and purpose. First things first, understanding your thoughts. They're not always your best friend, are they? Sometimes those negative voices can spiral out of control, whispering doubts and insecurities. A key Stoic principle here is to recognize that thoughts are just thoughts. They don't have to be your reality. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything a random stranger told you on the street, right? Well, apply that same logic to your own inner critic. Learn to observe those thoughts without judgment, acknowledge them, and then let them go. Next up, feelings, those roller coaster sensations we experience every day. Emotions are natural, but often they can hijack our thinking and lead to impulsive decisions. The Stoics believed in acknowledging your feelings, even the tough ones, without letting them dictate your actions. It's like saying, "Hey, I feel angry right now," but refusing to let anger control your behavior. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a burning building just because you felt scared, would you? You'd use logic and reason to navigate the situation. Apply that same principle to your emotions, take a step back, breathe deeply, and make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. Now here's where things get really interesting. Mindfulness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, folks. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your life and truly experiencing what's happening around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, the taste of your favorite meal. Regular mindfulness practice can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings as they arise, giving you a sense of control over your inner world. Remember, self-awareness isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel lost. But the key is to keep practicing, keep observing, and keep learning about yourself. Just like any skill, self-awareness takes time and effort to develop. Think about that last stressful situation you faced. Maybe it was a deadline at work or an argument with a friend. How did your thoughts and feelings influence your actions? Could you have handled it differently with more awareness? Chances are, you've got some stories like this in your back pocket. This is where the magic happens, folks. By understanding your triggers, your thought patterns, and your emotional responses, you can start making conscious choices instead of reacting on autopilot. You become the captain of your own ship, steering it through life's storms with grace and resilience. Remember, self-awareness is a superpower. Use it wisely. So, what are you waiting for? Start paying attention to your thoughts and feelings today. Take a few minutes each day to meditate, journal, or simply observe your internal world. Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and build a community of conscious individuals. Remember, every small step towards self-awareness is a giant leap forward. See you in the next episode. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.